Blog Talk Radio.
Presidents to represent
Rock.
Me. I'm out for presidents to represent
Boom.
Me.
Rockefeller,
I'm out for presidents to represent
Stop.
Me. I'm out for every old president to represent me.
Who wanna bet us that we don't touch letters, stack cheddars forever? Live treacherous, all these setters. To the death of us, me and my confidants. You shine, you feel the ambiance. Y'all niggas just rhyme. By the ounce, though, accumulate
hey,
like snow. We don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show. You
Ready?
Feel me? Factions from the other side would love to kill me. Spill 3/4 of my blood into the street, let alone the heat.
How's everybody doing out there? Welcome to the Chilling with Cheese show. I'm your host, Robert Cheese Gardner. It's a rainy night here in Baltimore, but we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to talk about some big, big, big fights coming up in the next month, actually. Fight card, first off, October 17th, Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, and David Lemieux will be at Madison Square Garden to headline that event, along with Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez, who's by many publications, is the pound-for-pound number one fighter in the world. Some have Triple G as the number one fighter in the world. That should be a fantastic night of boxing. Got a chance back in May to see these stars fight at the Forum in Los Angeles, and it was a great night of boxing. Fans were very enthusiastic. See, Chocolatito is my first time seeing him in person, and I gotta say, he brought the goods. I mean, the guy, he brings everything in the, and the kitchen sink into the ring. So, very talented young guy. He's definitely one of my pound for pound best fighters in the world. Of course, Triple G. What more can we say about him? I mean, he has the highest knockout percentage rate going in boxing. He's what I call a calm stalker. I mean, he doesn't seem to exude too much energy, but he remains focused, and he just walks his opponents down, wears them down, and those vicious body shots would get to any fighter out there. So he'll definitely be fighting, going against David Lemieux, of course, who's 34-2. Another big knockout puncher. Of course, David Lemieux is under the Golden Boy camp. Had a chance to go on a conference call yesterday, and Oscar De La Hoya, that is, said David Lemieux looks in great shape, and he's ready to go. I mean, he should be. I think it should be a good fight. A lot of people are thinking that Gennady will probably run over him, which that may happen, but you can't underestimate the power that Lemieux has, so I'm really looking forward to that fight. Again, the Garden should be rocking. I guess you could say that it was not unexpected that they sold so many tickets. I believe it was 16,000 tickets were sold right away. So you knew this was going to be a big-time event. And one of the things that I like that I have to commend Golden Boy and K2 Promotions is that this fight is $49.99 on pay-per-view. Now, in the day's market, when you got a card like this at $49.99, I think anybody out there should jump on it. I mean, it's well worth it. I mean, you have, as I stated before, two of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world, again, on the card. You have the mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. You're going to have the fans from Kazakhstan, fans from Nicaragua, fans from Canada for Lemieux. So it's going to be rocking that night. So I'm looking forward to that. And actually, I will be at that fight. The media member, so that will be a good look, and hopefully I'll have some post fight blog posts for you guys after the fight, as well as interviews, pictures, anything that I can get for the fans to make you guys feel that you're p- part of the event I will do. So that should be a good look. So I'm looking forward to that. Of course, November the 7th is a big night out in Las Vegas at the Thomas and Mack Center. You have Brandon Rios going against Tim Bradley. You also have Mike Reed, who's an up-and-coming big-time boxer for Top Rank, who will also be on the card. I was able to be at Mike Reed's last fight at the Cosmopolitan, Las Vegas, during Mayweather weekend. And he's a very talented young man, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. But I do think that Bradley and Brandon Rios' fight is going to be really good. You're going to have, as I stated in my blog post a couple of days ago, you're going to have the Bradley fans coming from Cali, and you're going to have Brandon Rios fans who, you know, they'll flock just to see him. Of course, being out west is a large Hispanic population, so he'll definitely have a lot of fans behind him. So never been to the Thomas and Mack Center before to cover a fight, so that should be very interesting. I'm really looking forward to that. First, Canelo Cotto. Should be a great night. Of course, Puerto Rico versus Mexico. Two great fighters, two great individuals. I mean, they represent the sport of boxing really well, so I'm looking forward to that fight. So that will also be on HBO pay-per-view November. Yeah, so as I stated, should be a great night of boxing. So if anyone out there would like to call in, call the show at 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. Also, second half of the show, we'll get into some other events. Of course, playoffs and baseball going on, so I know a lot of fans out there are interested in that, but of course, we want to get these, you know, the main focus will be the boxing events we're talking about. So, yeah, nevertheless, if you'd like to call in, 718-305-6496. Have a couple callers waiting online right now. Let's see if we can connect to some of them. Hey, caller, you there?
Yo, what up?
Hi, is this Tone from Vegas?
Yeah, bro.
Yo, what up?
Hey, how you doing, man? What's good with you?
I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying? It's coming through showing love to your spot, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I got the word on you, man. So, what's good? What's cooking, man?
I appreciate it. Hey, everybody out there, this is Tone. A few weeks ago, I happened to meet this man right here. We were both at the Cosmopolitan covering Top Rank events. And we kicked it off really nicely, man. He's a great dude. He has this thing going on. He has his Blog Talk radio show going on as well. What you got going on out there tonight in Vegas, man?
Man, you know what I'm saying, the usual, man, just work, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, I'm just waiting on this Rios and Bradley fight, man, and the Canelo and Cotto fight that's coming up, man. So I'm really anticipating those two, you know what I'm saying, and just really wonder how this whole year going to end, you know what I'm saying, as far as the boxing is concerned.
Right. Now, of course, both of those fights are going to be out on your stomping grounds. Now, get to the Brandon Rios and Bradley fight. What do you think about that fight, man? What's your prediction on that one?
Well, it's one of those. I mean, we all know Bradley's the better boxer and, you know what I'm saying, footwork this and that. Plus, he's under, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Atlas. So I'm really anticipating how he's going to come. But we all know that Brandon Rios is like, you know, he's going to put pressure on Bradley to see what up. And we know both of them got iron chins, but it all depends who really wants it, man. But it can go either way, but I'm leaning kind of towards Bradley just because. You know what I'm saying?
And you know
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You good. You never know in the boxing, though.
Uh-huh. Right, you brought up great point with Atlas. How do you feel about him being in a corner with Bradley now? That's an interesting dynamic now, man.
Right, exactly. So I'm kind of like anticipating that whole thing. That's why I'm like, I really want to watch it, like, to see what exactly going to happen. You know
That's
what
right.
I'm saying? So it's a good fight. I put it like that. It's a great fight.
And not only that, on that card, and you were, when we were up talking during the fights a couple of weeks ago, you were impressed with the kid, Mike Reed, who's also going to be on that card, which is going to be on HBO.
Yes, sir.
Give me your thoughts on that. Give me your thoughts on that, young man.
He's good, man. Like I said, man, I like how he was picking the shots and cutting off the ring and just mixing it up, man. I mean, he's up and coming, man. I like to see more from him. I like to see a lot more from him, man. And, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we'll see him at being one of the top guys in boxing, you know. But he has it.
Yeah, man.
You know, so it just all depends, like, how you want it, man.
And you're right, man. We both picked up on that. And like you said, his footwork, he was picking the shots, moving. And, of course, that second fight, which will be 2 weeks later, Canelo and Cotto.
Yeah.
What you thinking about that one?
I got Canelo, man. I actually got it, like, into a serious debate with some boxer guys that I actually work with. And so
like,
okay, Cotto, don't get me wrong, but Canelo just, since he lost to Mayweather, man, he just been on a killing spree, seriously. He's just been on a killing spree, and Cotto is, it's going to come to a fight, man. It ain't skills, I'll put it like that.
And you know what, man,
but,
and I agree, I don't think it's going to go all 12 rounds.
Me neither, man. Me neither. That's why I'm like, it's one of those where you have to see it. You have to see this fight, like, you know.
That's
but
right.
It's gonna be a great fight, though. I heard that Andre Ward is gonna be on the undercard. That's what I heard. I don't know yet, but it should be a good card.
Hold up, you said? Well, yeah, he is with the Roc Nation camp now, so he may be on the undercard. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but well, it ain't no telling though. But you know, De La Hoya be trying to make his cards all the way around, top and bottom. So you never know, but you know, who's to say?
Well, that's one good thing with, I guess, Roc Nation going and Golden Boy. And that's one thing I can say about Oscar, man. He really is trying to get the best fighting against the best. So I ain't mad at him for that.
Exactly.
I happened to be on a conference call when he was, of course, David Lemieux, who'll be fighting, you know, Gennady Golovkin this Saturday. Man. What you think about that, man? Triple G is a beast, though, man. What you think?
Yeah, he is, man. He's like a Drago, a cool Drago. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna see what his chin is made of. We really gonna
That's
see
because
right. he's fighting a big puncher.
Yes, indeed, man. Yes, he is.
He's fighting a big puncher now, so. I mean, it can go either way.
Okay.
It can go either way, but Triple G though. Triple G, I gotta go with Triple G, man, on this one. I like David, but Triple G he's Mexican style. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's riding with.
Right.
So, you know, but
you
it
know
should be a good fight.
You know what's wild, man? You got this guy from Kazakhstan and. I don't care if it's here or out west where you are. The Mexican crowd loves him, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They like him because, I mean, we all know, like, Mexican fighters aren't known for defense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the only one that I actually know about is the one that Mickey Bay fought a couple of fights ago when he took his title. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's
so,
right. Yep.
But as far as, no, they like that straight-up backyard. You know what I'm saying? That's what they like. So, but I got to go. I mean, Triple G, I mean, he has no defense.
Right, right.
He has none. I mean, like, when he slip a punch, man, it's like a head. It's a, you know, a punch to his forehead, and he just shakes it off. Like, who does that?
But, you know, it was wild, and they brought that up in a conference call, and I had to go back, and this is actually true. You know, he is one of the top defensive fighters in the game. Triple G is. I think his percentage as far as getting hit is better than Andre Ward.
Right.
Which I thought that was fantastic. I did not know that. And that took me back. I was like, gee, well, I did not know that, because against Willie Monroe, I thought he took some shots maybe that he shouldn't have taken. But by Triple G being so, I guess, he's so straightforward. And the guy, he just seems like he is never in a rush. And he always just picks his shot, and the body blows are unbelievable.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I know, man.
So it's to the point, like, where can he get hurt?
Right, right.
Can you hurt him? I mean, you really have to think about that. Like, can you really hurt him?
Right.
Because I've never seen him hurt. I mean, the only person I can say that came close to, like, really hurting him or really getting a good shot was my man, Curtis Stevens. Shout out to Curtis Stevens.
Brooklyn. But, Curtis Stevens up in Brooklyn.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So that was, like, the only person that we all know how that ended.
Yeah, man. Sure enough. And I don't think, honestly, I don't think Curtis Stevens, and shout out to Curtis Stevens, but I don't think Showtime has been the same since that fight, man.
Man.
I don't think he's been the same. I think that fight against Triple G took something out of him, but, you know, that's another story, but, you know.
Right, right, right. But I don't know, man, but Triple G is he on another level right now. He's here to prove a point. But him and Andre Ward, I like to see it, though. I don't want to see – I mean, it's good for boxing, but I would like to see him and Andre Ward just because Ward is like a class up, weight class up. And then, you know, Canelo and Cotto is like coming up in weight. But then again, they're probably fighting at catch weight. So I just want to see like a legit fight.
Right. What do you think about Sergey and Andre meeting at a catch weight? We've seen the lost tone. Tone of you out there, call back, man. Again, anybody else out there like to call in 718-305-6496. Looks like this is one of the most. I think we got Tone back on the line. Let's see if we can get him back up. Tone, you back online?
Yeah, man. Call dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But
that's all good.
Yeah.
That's the internet dynamic we got.
You know what I'm saying, man? But it's some good fights coming up, man. And I'm just excited to be a fan of it. You know what I'm saying at this time. So
that's
all I have to say.
That's right. Before I let you go, I want to ask you: what do you think about Ramon Gonzalez, Chocolatito? Have you got a chance to see him and fight? And another question I got, what do you think about Adrian Broner last Saturday night and his antics before and after the fight?
Wow, okay, I'm going to answer those to the best of my ability. But my man Gonzalez, I mean, he reminds me of a Chavez / Duran.
Okay, that's a good comparison. Right,
right, you know what I'm saying? So, I put like this, for us to really get the feel of him, I mean, shout out to him making number one pound for pound. But when he goes up in weight, then we really going to see. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we're going to see what's up. As far as Adrian Broner, all right, my man did his thing. He boxed. He looked focused. He looked good. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to him. But when he called out Ashley, shout out to Ashley anyway, because I bumped into him a few times at the Mayweather Boxing Club. And
all right, that's out your stomping ground, too.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? So it's a money move, but we already know, this is my personal opinion, if him and Ashley fight, Adrian Broner's going to win, and that's going to put Earl Spence to fight Broner at a catch weight so Spence can get a title. Guaranteed. 145 catch weight. Guaranteed.
I'm going to tell you this right now, and I say this from the heart. Adrian Broner ain't got nothing coming against Errol Spence. I'm sorry, man. I don't see it. I see him stopping him.
Wow.
What you think?
I don't know. But what I hear, okay, this is a rumor, and I heard this straight out the doghouse, that Earl Spence made Adrian Broner cry and spawn.
I believe, well, I ain't going to say that because I ain't going to put the man out like that, but I'm going to tell you this. I see this guy, and I've seen him fight about 8 to 9, 8, 10 times now. His skills are off the hook, man, and I just don't think Broner got nothing coming at all. At all.
Spence, okay, because Martelli, he's really on Spence right now. And so Spence looked good in his last fight. The fight before that, he was okay. But see, then again, it's hard to learn new skills when you used to fighting a certain style.
That's right.
So it all depends who really wants it, but I think that's going to be the move, though.
Wow. And so you think that whole Broner thing, shouting out Ashley after the fight, was something built up or manufactured at this point?
Exactly. I mean, because if you think about it, who knows about Ashley?
That's right. Because he ain't even in the top 20. That's right.
Don't know why, if you're a boxing fan, you know, but who really knows Ashley? Like, he's a UK fighter. He got 6 losses. I mean, like, who really knows about him?
That's crazy. When he said that, I just looked at the TV. I'm like, what is he talking about?
Exactly.
I don't get it. But
that's what I'm
saying.
Like, who knows Ashley? Like, Ashley was sitting right in front of me while we were watching Floyd training. He's talking, you know what I'm saying, to Badu and the other little cats in there. And you know what I'm saying? Cool, brother, man. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see him going with Broner. I don't see that happening at all.
Wow.
I don't see it going.
Now hold up. I can't let you off the hook. You my man now. Hold up. Wait, let me get this together. You said you heard Errol Spence made Broner cry in the ring?
And sparring. This is what I heard. If you look on YouTube, it's somewhere there that Errol Spence made Adrian the Problem Broner cry. This is what I'm hearing. Look it up. For those that listen around the world, look it up on YouTube.
Oh, man. And he's still dancing?
Still dancing. Still dancing. Wow. So that's why I'm like, it could be a setup for that to happen. So, I mean, but that's why I'm like, I'm really anticipating how this year is going to end and how the year is going to begin and end again. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really, it's like 2012, 2013 all over again.
That's right. Exactly right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
so it's like, okay, right. Go ahead, bro.
No, I was saying you were talking about Andre Ward. I would love to see him, and I said this a couple months ago, I would like to see him in a catch weight against Sergey Kovalev. I really think that. I think that would be, that's a pay-per-view fight to me.
Ooh, that one. That, man.
What you think, man? Talk to me.
That's a fight, man. That's a fight. That's a fight, man. But I'm not saying that Ward is not a big puncher, but he does hurt people.
Yes, he does.
And
yes, he does.
Kovalev, we already know what he do. But it's one of those, you got to make Ward fight. And I think if you make Ward fight, you in trouble.
You know what? You could be right. But you know what? I think on the other end of the spectrum, I look at Sergey Kovalev, and I think his boxing skill is underrated. He went against the old Hopkins, but not many people outbox Hopkins, even at an advanced age. And he did it rather easily. He took a step. You know, I think the guy's impressive, and I think his boxing skill is, you know, underrated.
Yeah, he is. He is, because, I mean, he was slipping punches and nice little footwork. I was surprised, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was really surprised, and I was just like, wow, he's actually looking good in there. But then again, when he fought John Pascal was catching him.
Yeah,
he was catching him with shots, man, but then he had to resort to his power. So
that's right.
It's all about It comes down to it, man. Like, who really wants it, man? That's all that I can say. But it's some nice fights that's really cooking up, man. And I just can't wait to watch them all, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you calling, man. I mean, as I stated, and everybody out there, I mean, this is a good brother. Hey, before you go, tell everybody what you got going on, man. And shout out your radio show.
Oh, cool, man. I got a whole lot of stuff going on right now. I got a book that's going to come out probably like next year. It's a spoken word book, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to be popping. I got the radio show popping, media, press work, all that. There's so much stuff that's going on, man. But just hit me up, man, Tony Bishop, all together on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that stuff. Google me, you know what I'm saying, this and that. And hopefully see some of y'all at the fights that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? We can always have a round table and we can see what up. You know what I'm saying? But make sure y'all support my man, Cheese, man. He be doing his thing. Dope dude, man. And, you know what I'm saying? Salute to you, bro, man. And I support you, man, no doubt.
I appreciate it. Oh, and you forgot two most important things almost. Number one, my brother is now a travel agent. Number two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. My bad.
Hold up. And you work at one of the hottest nightclubs on the strip.
Yeah, man. Hey, anytime y'all go to Vegas, man, make sure y'all hit up the Omni at Caesar Palace, man. It's the craziest club in Vegas. Ask cab drivers, ask anybody there, man. They'll tell you Omni is number one. Travel agent, man, I got it popping. You need to book flights, something like that. I'll let me, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me up 702-677-5966 straight up. I always pick, leave a message if I don't, you know?
Already, my dog. I'll see you in a couple of weeks out there, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Congrats to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Have a ball up there, man, at the fight, man. So, God, man, that's
yeah,
what's up, though.
I might call you from the garden, man. Let you know what's popping up there.
Right, man. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing, man. Get it all in, man. And I know you're going to do an update, you know what I'm saying, right away. So I made sure I tune in for that, man. And, you know what I'm saying, just keep doing your thing, man. Word, man.
All right. Thank you, brother. I'll catch you in a couple of days.
All right, bro. All right, man. All right.
All right.
All right. Peace, man. All right.
Yeah, that's Tone, of course. As I stated earlier, I met him out in Vegas. He's also, you know, a guy trying to get into the game like I am as far as, you know, got his own blog and website, got his own radio show, and I think that's the name of the game. You try to, you know, help each other, you know, get successful, be successful, and it's not a lot of room for hate when you all trying, you know, you love a boxing and as for him, it's boxing and he does music. So, you know, we just try to lift each other up and keep it going. But he brought some great insight to the fights coming up. I did not know about the Errol Spence, Adrian Broner thing. I might have to research that. I might have to research that one. But nevertheless, if anyone wants to call, 718-305-6496. It's a rainy night here in Baltimore. Looks like I got listeners from all over the country. I got a few listeners from Puerto Rico. Let me see, Minnesota. I'm just looking at the area codes. Feel free to call in, everybody. 718-305-6496. So, yeah, but as we were talking about earlier, of course, in the immediate future, that fight this coming Saturday at Madison Square Garden. It should be really rocking. The Kazakhstan fans are a different breed because they come, they have their flags, and they have the Triple G movement going on, or as Triple G would say, the drama show continues wherever he goes. And very exciting once, you know, especially the ring walk with him. It's really exciting. Of course, Chocolatito, David Lemieux, as we stated, he's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, this guy's dangerous. He's knocked out 31 opponents. He's 34-2. He beat some good opponents. He beat Gabe Rosado and a few others. So I'm looking forward to that fight as well. But, of course, I did not mention on the fight card with Brandon Rios and Tim Bradley is Vasyl Lomachenko. And a lot of publications, I, you know, stated earlier that they had Chocolatito and Andre Ward or Triple G as the top pound-for-pound fighters. In my opinion, my humble opinion, I think Vasyl Lomachenko is the most talented and most skilled fighter in the world. And I just believe that. I've seen this guy fight quite a bit. And I just think that he has all the skill to be, or has a chance to be, one of the great fighters, you know, that we have today. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him fight November 7th as well. And I'm glad that Tone had mentioned Mike Reed, who, of course, is from this way. So I always try to give Mike Reed and his camp a shout-out, you know, anytime I can. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, give a shout-out to one of my area fighters, Javante Davis. He's out there with the Mayweather camp. And if you're listening in, man, shout out to you, man. I respect what you're doing. You're making the city of Baltimore look good. So hope you can keep up the good work. So nevertheless, man, if anyone wants to call in, 718-305-6496. We were supposed to get a few more callers calling in if they could. I was not promised, but they said if they could fit it in their schedule. So, we'll see what's going on with that. But in the meantime, we can still talk about it. And, you know, anything you want to talk about. Of course, as I stated, the second half an hour, we can also dedicate to other sports as well and entertainment. Boxing, basketball, football, entertainment, anything you guys would like to talk about. Of course, you got the playoffs going on right now. And, you know, if you have a favorite team or prediction, feel free to call in. Let us know about that. Of course, the NBA preseason is heating up, so if you want to talk about your favorite team, get it. I just got the word today that I was granted a credential for Gennady Golovkin, David Lemieux, so it'll actually be my first pay-per-view event that I'll be covering. And I have to say, this is my first full year of blogging, and it seems like every day I get these emails from people around the country who, you know, really respect what I'm doing, you know, just starting out. And I just like to give a shout-out to a lot of people really helping me out. And, you guys know who you are. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I appreciate, you know, everyone helping me out. But I have to say, it's been a good first year. I've covered about six live events. Did a couple other media events, so it's been really good. I had a chance to go to a few different camps, fighters. Had some potential big interviews coming up. I don't want to jinx it, but I got a few things lined up that I hope they really, come up, and you know, I'm able to get it done. So that should be a good look as well. So nevertheless, please feel free to call in, 718-305-6496. I also have, you go into my website blog, I also have shirts available for men and women. Of course, the women, Sweeter Science. And it's, first day is out actually today. And I have to say, I mean, I'm really getting a great response. I mean, I seem to be selling pretty well, so get a good look with that. Of course, Sweeter Science, man. Of course, boxing is the sweet science. And, of course, the ladies, trying to get the ladies involved in the sport. And I've had an awful lot of women who like the Facebook page and have gotten into boxing over the last year. And, I appreciate them shouting me out. And for the guys who got the Chilling with Cheese boxing shirts, just for supporting me, you know, it's no You know, it's nothing fancy. It's not Versace or anything. It's just, you know, something fun to do and let the fans know that I appreciate it and, you know, for riding with me. So, anyway, we got about 20 minutes left in the show. Well, the show, of course, is an hour long tonight. So, as I stated before, it's a rainy night here in Baltimore. So, if you chilling and relaxing, don't just listen. Call in. Don't be shy. We have the lines are open. The topics are open for any discussion you like to bring to the table. So feel free to call in. Also, I was going back to Adrian Broner last Saturday night in his fight. And I agree with Tone, the caller earlier, stated that he looked good or whatever. But I had an issue with a lot of things that he does and says. And I'm a big supporter of boxers who really promote the sport well. And I think that's one of the ways to get more people involved, because boxing, you're not worried so much about the diehard fan, but the fan who was right there who's like, oh, I may watch, there's nothing to do, so I may watch it. But when they see, you know, antics carrying on like that, it may turn them off. So I don't know exactly if he has anyone in his corner or in his camp to say, hey, man, you know, maybe we need to calm this down or it's a better way to do it. I don't know. So hopefully he does. I don't know. I think it would be a good look for him, and it would also be a good look for his pocketbook, because I think it will give him chances to make more money outside the ring. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a great personality or outgoing personality, but you know, I think it's a proper way to handle yourself. And I got a lot of emails and texts from women who thought he's really arrogant, which really, I wasn't shocked, because, you know, a lot of women, I guess, are turned off by that, which makes these big fights coming up even more appealing and more important than they may otherwise be, because now that Floyd Mayweather is, you know, retired, it's wide open for a lot of these guys who really can get in there and put their best foot forward to take the sport, you know, to the next level. Again, I saw an Apple commercial with Triple G, and I thought that was a big step for boxing. I wish they would have said his name in the commercial, but nevertheless, I mean, you got one of the greatest fighters in the world on the Apple watch commercial, so I think that was a good look. Of course, you got Canelo with Under Armour. You got, of course, Manny Pacquiao with Nike, so a lot of these guys are becoming more and more mainstream. And that's what the sport needs, because the more guys who are giving the sport a good look, the better it will be. So, yeah, that's, I think that'll be good. So, anyway, again, you'd like to call in 718-305-6496. I don't have exactly the best radio voice, but feel free to call in. Again, this looks like one of the most listened-to nights from what I see on my computer. So I'm really stoked about that. I'm glad everybody's listening in. Feel free to call in, though. I think that's what the fans would like to hear, other people from around the country giving their opinion on the sport. So anyway, so feel free to call in. Of course, Golden Boy and Oscar De La Hoya. It's the one thing about Oscar, and I, as I stated earlier, I like to commend him as well. He had made it a point a few years ago. I think I heard him say it a few times that he really liked to match the best fighters against the best fighters, and I think he's holding true to that. I also think K2 Promotions and Bob Arum at Top Rank are doing the same, which is really making boxing look good right now. A lot of people are into the MMA, which is really cool because I enjoy that as well, but of course, my first love is boxing, and I think if you were to get the best fighters in the world fighting each other, I think you'll, you know, even gain more interest. Also, in other news, Sergey Kovalev is looking to fight early January. His fight in November was canceled, which was going to take place in Russia, so Main Events is looking for his return in January, so look forward to that. As far as the other fighters, of course, Andre Ward, I haven't heard about him fighting on Canelo and Cotto. That would be an interesting thing, though, to have him, another headliner on that fight card. Also, kid from in this area, Dusty Hernandez Harrison, will be on that fight card. So, be a good look for him and the guys down at Old School Gym down on outside of D.C. Of course, next Saturday also, you got King Pete, Lamont Peterson, back in action. And I'm really interested to see what Peterson, how he looks, because I thought he won the fight with Danny Garcia. A lot of people disagree with me, but I thought he, the last six rounds, he dominated. And I really think he kept the pressure on Garcia, and I really think he won that fight. So, of course, he trains out of the famed Headbangers Gym down in D.C., who they got, it's like a madhouse down there. Those guys really go at it, and shout out to Headbangers down in D.C., and they really get their fighters focused and ready. Bunch of tough guys down there, so shout out to them. So we'll here see what's happening with King Pete. And, of course, December the 5th, got Peter Quillen, Kid Chocolate, going against Daniel Jacobs, the Barclays in Brooklyn, Battle for Brooklyn, and two more class guys. I don't know who I got in this fight. I've been thinking about this fight for a couple days now, and of course you got a couple of months till the fight takes place, so I don't know exactly who I'm gonna pick. They both look good, of course. Daniel Jacobs against Sergio Moro, that ended in controversy, so you never know what's going to happen. I don't know how he's going to look. Of course, Kid Chocolate dominated in his last fight. And so, you know, these guys are going to be focused. Even though they're friends, I don't think they'll be friends for the next 2 months. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's talk, of course, Manny Pacquiao. There was a rumor that Manny Pacquiao had reached out to Floyd Mayweather to get a fight going. He also reached out to Amir Khan. I would love to see Pacquiao and Amir Khan fight. I really would like to see that. Who knows if that was going to happen? I don't even know how Pacquiao's injury is coming along. So maybe in the next month or so, Top Rank Bob Arum will put out some information on that, and we'll see where Pac-Man goes from there. But yeah, so I think the end of this year, the last, well, 2.5 months, is going to be really interesting to see how the early months of next year goes, because, of course, win of Canelo and Cotto, who knows where they might try to fight, who they may match up with. And, of course, Andre Ward, you know, I don't know what he's going to do. And, you know, Sergey Kovalev, when he gets past his next fight, who is he going to fight? Of course, so you got a lot of interesting things going on. With the younger guys, of course, you got Errol Spence, who we talked about, who I think is one of the great young fighters in the world. I wrote a blog post about Errol Spencer last month, and I felt he had the demeanor of a old-school fighter, almost like a Joe Louis, where he didn't talk really a lot of trash, but just went in and did his business and, you know, got out of there. So got a lot of respect for that young man out of Dallas, Texas. So I'll see what he's got going on. But a lot of the premier boxing champion fighters, you don't don't know exactly what's going on, what Al Haymon has up his sleeve. So you just kind of look forward. He has what I do like is that it's constant. I mean, it's keeping everybody at the forefront of the boxing game, and he's just keeping the fighters coming out and in the public eye, which I really like. Instead of fighter fight once a year, he has a lot of fighters fighting 3 times a year, which I think is really cool. So, provided, you know, he's not injured and everybody comes out, you know, God willing, with good health. So, I think that's good for the sport. So, we'll see what's going to happen with that. So, again, if anyone wants to call in, 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. We only got a few minutes left on the show. So, again, I'd like to thank the listeners for, you know, listening in. Try to get more people to call in, but I guess it'll take its time. And hopefully as the months go on, people feel more comfortable about calling in. But, yeah, everything's growing. The Facebook-like page is growing. I'm over 1,700 followers now, which has really grown this year. I think I've gained over 1,500 followers. The Twitter is is growing as well. So it's starting to, slowly but surely pick up steam a little bit. So we'll keep it moving. And also what keeps me going is a lot of people, you know, wishing me well. And boxing is a tough sport to gain interest in because it's not about the money. It's about the love of it. And so, you know, you just try to stay focused and get the word out on these great fighters. And that's what I've been doing. And a lot of people have, even today, a lot of people are really stoked about this coming Saturday night. And they told me they appreciate me for getting the word out about, you know, the pay-per-view, because I was telling people $49.99 is a really good price for a great card. So, got a few people buying it. Quite a bit of people are going to purchase the pay-per-view. And so I'm looking forward to that. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. But anyway, it's been a fun hour. I'm glad you guys were able to, you know, listen. Hopefully this Saturday I will be doing my show from Madison Square Garden. I'll do a little post-fight show, and I'll do a pre-fight and post-fight blog post, and let you guys know how the night went. Also show the fans the things that go on before the fight that take place before a big time prize fight. And so yeah, hopefully you guys will log in. Viewership is growing, so that's a good look as well. So keep supporting me. Chilling with Cheese merchandise will be coming out slowly but surely. We got the shirts out today, Sweet of Science. And so, until next time, this is Chilling with Cheese, and I'm out, everybody. Appreciate y'all.
Who won the bet that we don't touch letters, stack cheddars forever, live treacherous, all these veterans. To the death of us, me and my confidants, you shine. though accumulates like snow. We don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show. You feel me? Factions from the other side would love to kill me. Spill 3/4 of my blood into the street, let alone the heat. Fuck him, he hate a nigga loving his life. In all possible ways, know the feds is bugging my life. Hospital days reflecting when my man laid up. On the uptown high block, he got his side sprayed up.